USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Children as young as 6 months old are now eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19 following the approval late last week by the FDA and the CDC of Moderna and Pfizer doses for kids between 6 months and 5 years old. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke Thursday during a White House COVID task force briefing about the importance of getting young kids vaccinated.
Young children do not need to have an underlying condition to be at risk of severe disease. In fact, over half of children hospitalized with COVID-19 were otherwise healthy and had no underlying medical condition.
According to the latest data from the CDC, 442 children under the age of 5 have died from COVID during the pandemic. The January 6th committee is holding another public hearing. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
A bipartisan gun safety bill has cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate. Senators voted to push the measure to a final vote. It would be the first significant firearms bill to clear the Senate in nearly 30 years. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says he can't support the bill because it weakens due process and is too rushed.
We didn't even know what's in this bill until Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock. We get the bill. And within an hour, we have to vote on whether we want to proceed.
President Biden is voicing his disappointment with the Supreme Court's ruling striking down New York's concealed carry law. Biden saying the decision contradicts both common sense and the Constitution. A judge is moving the trial for a Michigan school shooter accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others. The trial for Ethan Crumley was pushed from September to January 17th of next year. Wall Street gaining 194 points on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Family members of nearly 100 people killed in a Florida condo collapse will be splitting more than $1 billion in a class action settlement. Judge Michael Haseman finalizing the deal Thursday morning on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the condo building's collapse. Judge Michael Haseman finalizing the deal Thursday on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the condo building's collapse in Surfside, just north of Miami Beach.
We can't compensate these people, and I recognize that. But this settlement does the best that we can do. It is a remarkable result. It's extraordinary, quite frankly, not only in terms of size, but in terms of speed.
The Arizona House on Wednesday passed a bill that would expand the state's education savings program, making it universally accessible. The American Federation for Children reporting the bill now goes to the Senate, which has long been supporters of school choice, echoing public sentiment, including a majority of Arizona residents. The move would enable families to use public education dollars for the educational expenditures of their choice, including private school tuition and homeschooling resources. Police in Juneau, Alaska will not recommend any charges after 12 children were accidentally served floor sealant at an elementary school. Last week, the kids were given the chemical during a summer breakfast program after servers mistook it for milk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.